Hi, and welcome to the 5-Word Prayers Daily, a 5-day-a-week daily devotional where we share the Word, prayers, and our heart. I'm Lisa Whittle, and I welcome you to just 5 minutes with me, which I trust and pray will be 5 minutes well spent. Well, hello, hello, and welcome to the Friday Five, a list of five things, sometimes questions, sometimes practical how-to, sometimes just fun random things to mix it up a bit from our week of inspiration. This week has been all about what to do when, and one of our listeners asked, what do I do about a teen who talks back? I thought it was a great question to dive into because all of us as parents have dealt with this with our kids, even when they were little and started getting a little sassy on us. Some kids are definitely worse about it than others, but let's get into five ways to handle a teen who likes to talk back because that tends to be the time they're doing it the most. You ready? Let's go. I need to say before I get into this list that often great talkers and thinkers and leaders in life start out as kids who ask too many questions and get in trouble in class for talking, and yes, even talk back. So if your child is one of these, don't panic. It's not about changing their personality. It's about channeling this verbal tendency correctly and in a respectful, right way. So that's what it's really about, and that's what's important. So five ways to handle a teen who talks back, because clearly this is not okay. And I can tell you, there's not much that makes me more upset with my own kids because it is blatantly disrespectful, shouldn't be tolerated, and I don't deal with it in my house. So number one, here's the first thing about five ways to handle a teen who talks back. Number one, deal with it right away. It's very important to let your teen know that disrespect is a huge no, because it really kind of channels over not just what they say, but in every aspect of your relationship with them, if this is something they get away with. So they need to know when they go too far, and they need to know right away. The longer time gets away from the incident, the more likely it will be to be forgotten, excused, blown off by you and or them. Deal with it when it occurs so they know exactly what was wrong and why. They need to understand and sort of hear themselves in that moment, understanding why that's not acceptable. So deal with it right away. Number two, be straightforward. Teens can handle straight talk. In fact, they want it and they respect it. Stay respectful to them as you're modeling this right behavior, not coming to their level. That's very important. But don't mince words. You're in charge. Be honest with them about how the words were unacceptable and hurtful, and why, as a parent, they can't be tolerated. Explain that the bigger issue is really disrespect, and that will carry over into everything if it's not nipped in the bud. Number three, don't minimize or help give an excuse. Kids are looking for any out they can possibly have. And what I'm talking about here kind of goes along with the first two, but it's important not to allow kids to see backtalk as something that you're okay with and that they know the line. Now, I know sometimes we enjoy friendships and our relationships with our kids, especially as they get older. We have that in our family, and our family jokes around a lot, but the kids know when the mouthing goes too far because they've tested it before. Trust me, because kids just do that. I remember one time one of my kids had a teacher at school that was always joking with the students, and the boys were especially confused when she would suddenly get very strict, and they didn't understand in their middle school brains what was okay and what wasn't. And I remember him coming home saying, "Mom, I thought she was kidding." And then all of a sudden we were all in trouble. And I remember thinking, boy, they really need to know the line. They need to know what's kidding and what's not kidding because they don't understand it. So our kids need to know clear lines, even if it is through experience of it happening a few times, trial and error, and you letting them know, nope, you've just crossed a line. Number four, give them an alternate behavior. I think this is so important in parenting in literally every regard. A lot of times we want to get on to our kids, but we don't offer them what is the acceptable alternate. We're good at kind of correcting behavior, but we don't kind of give them this other way to be. And it's crucial for our kids to replace bad behavior with good behavior. And if they know a better way to be, they have another option for response. That's where we come in as parents, as teachers. Oftentimes, what's crucial in that moment is for them to stop talking altogether, to settle down or to quiet their spirit, because the mouth just runs. And so they need to really be stopped and squelched. I have said to my kids before, it would be a really good idea for you not to say another word right now before you wind up talking yourself into a serious consequence. I think sometimes parents, in our sort of desire in this day and age to be so open and PC, we think that our kids need to be heard at all times. It's actually not true. When our kids are out of control and being disrespectful with our mouths, they need to stop talking, because if they don't, they will get into serious trouble. And so our kids need to know that their mouth can cause their own downfall. That's being a good parent. Number five and last, pray for them and with them, for both of you. You know that I'm always going to talk about prayer, because prayer changes everything. Pray with your child over this, or if you're at a place where you're having a very hard time talking with them, communicating with them at all, and that happens sometimes, pray for them. Go to their room at night. Listen, I've done this. When they're asleep, I've gone to my kid's room at night when they're asleep, and I've laid a hand on them or hovering over them so I wouldn't wake them, and I've prayed over them in the dark of that room for God to help them in an area of their life. And in this area, it would be to help control their tongue. And pray for yourself too. We all need work in this area, to be honest, and we all need help to help guide our kids. And obviously, age-appropriate things. When they're younger, because the best time to train our kids is when they are young, before it gets out of control. I had my kids write me a paper one time on why talking back was not a good idea, why disrespect hurts me as a mom, things that would touch their heart and get to them, rather than having them write out a Bible verse 40 times. Now, I know sometimes people do that, and that's fine, but it's not my preferred method, simply because I feel that using the Bible as punishment is not wise. I don't ever want to use the Bible as in that way. But certainly in that paper, I told them to use some scripture to validate the points, because scripture is what teaches us, obviously, the way to go. So that's sort of the distinction there. I hope this has been helpful to you. I know we've gone a little bit long, but I really wanted to dive in a little bit more to this show, because I think it's important, and certainly we could talk for longer on this topic. But join us next week for some literal real life parenting stuff, some more of it, and we'll go in a little bit more, some topical things, much of what you requested to dive into, and I'll be right here for that. Happy weekend, guys. Thanks for listening to the 5-Word Prayers Daily. If you haven't left a review on iTunes yet, would you do that? It helps so much in exposure for our show and letting others who are looking for a podcast to know why they should listen. It also helps us get guests to come on, all the things we want. So if you haven't done that, go do that right now. Did I just sound bossy? Please go do that. Love you.